independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
What's the new American dream?
The new American dream isn't here yet.
That right there was Tyler Cohn. We had him on last hour, The Complacent Class, The Self-Defeating Quest for the American Dream. It's his new book that's out. If you have a chance, grab it. It's a hell of a read. Or listen, depending on how you do it. But I will tell you this right now. I don't know what the American dream is anymore. You know, today we could sit here all day and I could play a bunch of crap about, hey, listen to this. This is Obama. This is Trump. This is Trump fighting about this. This is Ryan. We could talk about it. But the truth is, our eyes off the prize. As an individual, as an American, what's your dream? What's your American dream? It's changed. I don't know what the American dream is anymore. It's different things for different people. That's the beauty of it. Long gone is the one-size-fits-all, you know, house, 2.5 kids, fence, the whole nine yards. Doesn't mean we don't have dreams. But for whatever reasons, we have stopped putting those dreams high up in the sky. And now we're just like, if we can get to the top of the fence and look over, we're okay. I don't like that. Innovation, creation, risk-taking, those are things that should be in your vocabulary. Absolutely. And we take our eyes off the prize. You know, I get more of these. Here's a perfect example of some of the stuff that I get because I don't buy into the crap that the media fills us and that everybody thinks that my show should be about. I can't take you anymore. Your obvious attempt to strike some learned middle ground, you don't seem to have the remote grasp of the gravity of the situation and can't acknowledge even the basic facts. You should be screaming mad, but you're too dense to know what is going on. You lost your half-witted, ever-loving mind, and me as a listener, good riddance. First of all, I doubt that because everybody says that and then they all listen because I'll get a text message or an email from them. Secondly, why? Why do we make things so big when they really have zero impact on our life? Not that we shouldn't pay attention to them. Not that we shouldn't understand them, but when you're sitting around all day and you're listening to talk radio and you're watching Fox or MSNBC or you're reading the Huffington Post and you're getting yourself into a huff over things that don't matter, there are real issues out there that need to be dealt with. I live in a state where we ignore 99% of the problems and we focus on things like plastic bags. And should bicyclists actually have to stop at a stop sign? That's insane. We have real issues. And one of the issues is we're stagnant, but I can't blame everything on the government. The government's hindered us, especially the last 7 or 8 years with all of these regulations. But we as individuals make up more excuses than anything. How many people out there know somebody who's the king or queen of excuses? Ask them to do something and they've got a letter, an email, a text message, or they've thought something up in their mind that they can send you or tell you that will get them out of doing something. You're the king of excuses. What are the things that matter to you in life? That's the big thing. I don't want to be like the other shows. I'm me. I don't want to talk ad nauseum about, oh, did you hear about the wiretapping or the not wiretapping? Did you hear what so-and-so said and such? And Rush said this and Sean said that. And Mark Levin said this. Who cares? How does that affect your life? Tell me that. Everybody who sent me an email over the last 48 hours over Jeff Sessions or the wiretapping, I've asked each and every single one of them, how has this singularly affected your life? Could you not wake up in the morning because you were so sick overnight because of it? Could you not put food on your table? Tell me. Not a one of them could answer. Not a one. It's frustrating. It is. I love what I do. I'm blessed, but I worked hard at it. I did. Very blessed. But I look at my country, and I love my country so much. And I'm no more a patriot than anybody else. Not one of these guys that gets under, you're a great American. Just like me. No. I'm an American. I've got my faults. I've got my own ideas. I've got my own beliefs. But I had a dream. I did. And we've lost that way here. And we sit here and watch these shows at nauseam 24 hours a day. They talk about crap. Breaking news. I don't think CNN knows how to take the... I think, in my mind, the breaking news graphic that's up there is actually broke, Producer Phil. And they don't know how to get it off, so they just leave it up there. It's broken news. Did you hear? They can't find anything in the wiretapping.
Ooh.
How does it affect your life?
Well, but they...
How? That's the question. Not that things aren't important. Not that things shouldn't be discussed. Not that we shouldn't talk about stuff. You know, today this thing came out, and I've talked to 50 people about Obamacare's replacement, whatever this thing is going to be end up called, the American Health Care Act. Whatever it ends up being called by the time it comes out the other side of this tunnel that will be politics, right? That's what it is. You have no idea. This is what this thing is. This is this giant, huge pizza pie. And they're going to stick it in that oven. And you're looking at all the stuff, and by the time it gets out, it might be baked to a crisp and not be anything recognizable to what it went in on the other side. You don't know. But before you freak out, before you lose your mind, you got to live in the here and now. And we don't do that anymore. We worry about stuff that we don't need to worry about, and we hyper-focus and take our eyes off the prize. There are bigger issues out there. There are. Again, your kids, your life, the Affordable Care Act that's not affordable, but according to this, isn't going anywhere till 2020. This is my thing. Much like the, how should we say this? Much like the world of climate change, when they tell us if we don't do this, in 5 years, the world's coming to an end. And then 5 years goes by, and the world hasn't come to an end, and we all sit here and laugh about that. If it's really that important, then shouldn't we be on it today, right? Shouldn't we be on it today? If the Affordable Care Act is on its last limb, it's going to take a while to unravel some of this stuff, but shouldn't we be doing it at a much faster pace? The House wants to pass something that's not going to be out there until 2025. Obviously, we overestimated the death and the time of death in this. But they get you going, ooh, wow, look at this, ooh, look at that. It's crazy. I don't buy it. I'm not here to scare you. I'm not here to tell you all these crazy, wacky things. Because that's just not who I am. I've never been that guy. I'm not one of these guys that comes on the radio. And I told my friend the other day, I said, maybe that's my problem. Maybe you need to be insane, right? Conspiracy theories, talking about all of this kind of stuff, listening to only one side of the aisle, and then going out there and just being a parrot to anything anybody says and taking your eyes off the prize. That's not who I am. We're doing it different. And I think we're doing it better. Because we're giving you the truth. I love what that guy had to say. Complacent? Hell yeah. We as Americans have become complacent. We've become fat, dumb, and happy. Like the Romans did. Like the Aztecs did. Like the Incas did. We're not going to disappear overnight. But slowly but surely things have changed. Great empires, that happens. But we're smarter because we recognize that they didn't have a chance and we could fix it. But it's about individuals. It's about individuals. It's about individual Americans. How are we going to fix this? We've got to get back to the days where we take risk. We've got to get back to the days where we teach our kids. You know what? You got a battle at school. You got somebody who's doing something. You've got somebody you disagree with. You need to handle your problem. And if it gets that big and out of control, then we'll deal with it. But until then, this is a speed bump in life that you have to deal with. It's crazy. It is. It is. But they'll sit here and ad nauseum talk about, did you hear? Did you hear? Did you hear? Did you hear? And when I ask people, and I do, how does this affect you? Whether it be the Jeff Sessions thing last week or the wiretapping thing and how I don't support the president 100%, no matter some of these people that contact me and tell me how horrible I am, if the president told them to jump off a mountain and at the bottom of the mountain would be shards of glass, and if they survived that, they'd roll into a giant, huge pool full of saltwater crocodiles who are starving, they would do it. Where I'd be like, hell no, you do it. We're better than that. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. I am not one of those people who freak you out. That's not who I am. I give you the straight skinny. I give you the honesty as much as you're going to get it anywhere else, and I'm not spinning anything. That's why I tell you Simply Safe is the best in home security. I do. And it's the easiest to set up. I'm one of these guys, like, I don't like going places because I hate parking, right? Like, if there's bad parking, then I'm not going. Simply Safe's one of those things where if it was really tough to put on, I wouldn't be able to do it, and I'd get very frustrated, and I'm like, ah. It was so easy. So absolutely easy. Thousands of people out there looking, just like you, for a home security system, and these guys are going to come by, and they're going to scare you. The big back boogeyman's coming, and rah. It's great to have safety, right? But then they get you in these long-term contracts, and the only thing that gets your house is out of your checkbook, because every month they take a large amount of money for not doing anything. Simply Safe is a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe contracts, none. Award-winning 24/7 protection, named the best in the industry. Security is watching, ready to instantly send the police. And it's $14.99 a month. That's under $15 a month. That's less than half of what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit simplysafe.com/Benson to check on their new high-definition camera, which is amazing. Plus, you can get 10% off any order, but that's only at simplysafe.com/Benson. Go now, simplysafe.com/Benson. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. And do you have an American dream? Am I missing something here? Am I wrong? Is all of these things the most important things in the world? Or have we kind of lost our way? 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, 844-DIG-CHAD. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Feeling confused? No worries. That's why he's here. This is the Chad Benson Show, setting things straight.
We believe we have a better way to deliver solutions that put patients, not Washington bureaucrats, first. Greater choice, lower cost, and flexibility to choose the plan that best suits their family's needs.
That is Oregon Representative Greg Walden talking about the new Health Care Act, the American Health Care Act, that's going to save all of us from the Obamacare debacle. Not that it wasn't a debacle, but do you feel saved? By the way, 2020 is when they plan to roll it out, but that's if there's no changes, and by the time this thing gets out the other side, we already know what changes are going to be there. A bunch of Republicans are angry about it. Angry, because they don't like it. It's Obamacare light. All you've done now is take away subsidies at the beginning, and you're giving them tax credits at the end. Everything else is exactly the same. Nothing's changed. How do we get health care down? Here's something, as we are become the complacent country that we are, why aren't we looking at innovative ways that many other groups around this country have put together health care locally in ways that have benefited the people locally? Why aren't we looking at that? I'm just curious. You want to become rich, you want to become successful, you want to become all of those things, then let's talk about it. Let's definitely open it up. I'm glad the Republicans are doing something, don't get me wrong. But if you think that this is all that there's going to be, know that there will be many changes along the way. Never write your future in pen, write it in pencil, because at some point in time, it's going to change. Everybody wants to get, you know what this is? This reminds me of, And producer Phil, you being a musician and everything, everybody wants their name on a song that has a chance to be a mega hit.
Absolutely. I'm still waiting for mine.
Because you get your name on that song, you get your dollar bills, you get your fame, you get all. Everybody wants to have a little bit of something in here that they contributed to, because it's politics, right? Plus, at the end of it, what's it going to look like on the other side? God only knows what they'll attach to some of these things. I don't know. But before you run out and you start celebrating today, The reality that nobody else is telling you is we're still 3 years away from this thing being a reality. And the thing you see today will not resemble the thing you see in 3 years. It's like a baby. It's born. It's cute. It maybe kind of looks like an alien at times. But in 3 years, it's going to look completely different. It'll look kind of like that, but not fully. And it'll operate much differently. But there's better ways to do things. And we need to find out what those better ways are. Let's find out the solutions to the problems. Because the thing is, there are plenty of problems out there. And the solutions aren't far behind them. But unless we're going to go for it, unless we're going to ask our leaders, and we shouldn't even ask our leaders anymore. It's time for us to come up with solutions. Stop looking for the government to say, hey, can you fix this for me? Let's find a way to do it without them. Until they eventually come along and screw it up because they want a peace. But let's figure that out. Too often than not, we turn to the big government. Can you help us, please? Because we're too stupid to figure it out. No, we're not. Stop asking. Guys, you know this as well as I. It's so much easier to ask for forgiveness than it is for permission. Because the answer for permission is always going to be no. Especially as an adult. As a kid, it'll be like, maybe. And you knew maybe was, yeah, we're doing this. But there's better ways. We can be better. We can definitely be better. And listening to these guys roll stuff out that is big and cumbersome that we haven't even taken a look at, that will eventually be debated, and all of a sudden people are starting to dissect it as if it's going to happen. It will happen one day, but that day is 3 years from now probably. That's according to them. Just letting you know. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Tomorrow's a day without a woman. That is not good. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
We put out a statement on Sunday saying that we would have no further comment, and we were asking the House and the Senate Intelligence Committees to look into this concern and report back.
That was the spicy talking about, of course, being wiretapped. Top Republicans today investigating the Russian interference in the U.S. election declined to back up the president, saying they really haven't found anything, but Devin Nunes, of the House Intelligence Chairman there, he said a lot of things are said. He says a lot of stuff, and you guys take him literally. Okay. So we're not supposed to take him literally? Are we supposed to take him figuratively? How do we take him? We just want to get it right. That's all. If you come out and tell me you've been wiretapped, I want to know. That's it. Nunes later hedged his comment and said that former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn may have been wiretapped and that Trump had raised valid questions about how his aides were listened in on. I think that's very valid, but I also pointed out something earlier. Could it not be that the people they called were being wiretapped? Because if you've seen today with WikiLeaks, we have 5,000 people just in Frankfurt and throughout Europe that are part of the hacking team, right? Somewhere in and around there? So could we not have been maybe thinking that some of these people that were suspicious and that we were wiretapping? I mean, you know, ask Angel Merkel and ask the Israelis and ask many other people. You want to know what's bugged? Could you imagine the stuff that comes out of the UN? That place is completely bugged. Absolutely. Come on now. Come on, man. I'm just saying. Where the leaks are coming from, we need to investigate. Absolutely. But in the overall scheme of things, just curious about the effect that this has on your life. I've asked that question, and nobody ever gives me an answer. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. And I say that maybe Flynn wasn't being tapped. Maybe he called somebody who was. Because the last time I checked, it's a two-way conversation. So what if he called the Russian ambassador and that guy was being wiretapped, as you think he would be, because he's the Russian ambassador? And if he was being wiretapped, would he not have picked up the conversation with Flynn? Would we not? Just curious. Throwing it out there. Not saying it is true or isn't true. I'm just putting that out there, that there's possibly other reasons. Not saying that Trump wasn't wiretapped. Not saying any of those things. Asking questions. It's okay to ask questions. If you don't ask questions in life, you never move forward. Ask questions. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Imagine this. You're down in Mexico. You're at a, like an old car place where they just got a bunch of beater cars, you know, like a pick-apart kind of place. And you look around, and there's this green 68 Ford Mustang Fastback. And you look at it, and you're like, oh, it's kind of beat up all the hell and stuff. Whatever, you know what? We're in Southern California. We're grabbing it. It's a scrapyard. Who knows what we can do with it? The body looks somewhat okay. You bring it back here. And you're thinking to yourself, okay, we're going to turn this into one of the replicas from the movie Gone in 60 Seconds called Eleanor, driven by Nicolas Cage. Fine. His business partner happens to look at the VIN number, Googles it just for fun. Runs out and tells his friend, don't you touch that thing. Because you see, that car was used by Steve McQueen, was one of the two in the movie Bullet. Boom. Boomity boom, 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 big, boom, boom, boom. That is your lottery ticket, kids. That is your lottery ticket. Let's just say this. He has already turned down six figures plus. They believe that the auction for the car from the movie Bullet right now, as it stands, would start at $1 million. That's some coin right there. Is that probably, Producer Phil, the is the French Connection to that is the greatest chase scene of all time?
Yeah, both of them are really close. I kind of preferred the French Connection, but still, that's a great movie.
Well, of course you do. Of course you do, because you're not an American and not a patriot like me. No, I think, yeah. You know what? Bourne had a couple good ones. I'm not huge on car scenes, but I love the French Connection, and Bourne had a few of them, too, that I thought were pretty awesome. But it is a toss-up. It's really a flip a coin. But could you imagine? I mean, if you have that car, I mean, you just never know, right? It's like you hear about it every year. Somebody goes into a thrift store somewhere, and they buy a little locket, or they buy a little box, and inside of it is some sort of thing that's worth $1 million. I mean, that's why we have those shows, right? What is that? The Antiques Roadshow. And then if you're white trash, you've got Pawn Stars. Like, that's the same thing, right? Like that is the white trash reality show version of the Antiques Roadshow. Antiques Roadshow is a bunch of men in tweed jackets with the thing on the elbow telling you about what your grandma's vase is worth. Yes, your grandma's vase is very impressive. It's a 16th century vase made by a potter who eventually killed himself out of desperation. It's worth $32 quadrillion. And then, like you've pointed out, Phil, these people go to these pawn shops like, yeah, I got a sword from General Washington. I want $500 million for it. And they're like, we'll give you $5.
Yeah, $5 is all I can do for you, man.
Yeah. It's a musket used in the war where they used muskets. And you're like, yeah, it was bought at Disneyland. It's still got a price tag on it. Oh, the Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Tomorrow is a day without a woman. March 8th, year of the Lord, 2017. Women across not only the country, but the world are going to be taking the day off. Many different places around the world are taking off for a specific thing. Some people in Eastern Europe and elsewhere are taking it off because they want to fight the lack of a chance to have a choice for abortion. Some women are taking off the day in certain parts of the world because of violence against women or inequities in pay, things like that. And, of course, across this country, women are taking it off because of numerous things, inequity in pay. They want to show that they are part of this workforce, and without them, things won't get done. There's a lot of reasons why. It's not just a singular reason here, where elsewhere it is. I don't know how it's going to go tomorrow. We've talked about it. We should have a day without a white dude, which I'm sure is, you know, somebody's going to be angry about that. I don't know how it's going to go tomorrow. I know the day without an immigrant didn't go as well as a lot of people thought and were hoping for, mostly because nobody knew about it. But this is something that, you know, a lot of people want to, you know, talk about women. And you have to be, you look at women and you've got to be fair. Women are a huge part of the workforce, right? I know you want to go back to a simpler time when they were just baking you a cake and had your smoking jacket ready. A lot of you who send me an email later, but they are part of the workforce and they're going to be the dominant part in the next decade or so. They're graduating school faster. They are becoming more of a workforce influence. They're sticking around longer. They're putting their careers ahead of having families. This is going to happen sooner rather than later. I don't know what it's going to be like. I see some schools like, we're taking the day off. Go ahead. Knock yourself out. Everybody wants a day, right? Everybody out there wants a day. I don't know why, but they all want a day. Everybody needs a day. Like you've had a day without an immigrant. I'm sure, you know, should we have a day without a Catholic? Day without a white dude, day without a Jew, a day without a Muslim, a day without a Hindu. A day without a, God, who else are we leaving out? LGBT community. Now, you guys are going to combine it one, or are you going to, each one of you want your own day? That's a big question. I'm just asking. Left-handers, we're getting rid of you. Day without a left-hander. I'm just pointing it out. But women get upset because they feel like they're treated wrong. Case in point, there's a new app right now for essentially, this app will help you if a male is talking over you. A man eruption, right? He's talking over you. If you don't know exactly what that is, this is a man-terruption right now. This is a classic sound for when men talk over women and how demeaning and demoralizing it is to said women.
Hey, lady, shut up!
I would like
less
you.
Ambitious in the
world. I would like I you to adjust this. You're a father. You have a daughter.
I wrote about that.
So is it President Obama's fault? Is it President Obama's fault?
You're a Democrat.
I'm with your
Mika,
family.
You're a Democrat. Let me say this, okay?
United States alone could not do.
Right, but you said you think you're going to cheat.
Will you just shut up and let me talk?
Shut up. When a man is talking, do not interrupt.
I'm so sorry.
Can I just say then?
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Way past her bedtime. Move.
Now let's just stop talking and have idiot actor sex.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up forever!
That is man-terruption, when a man talks over a woman. There's a new app put out by a company in São Paulo, which is in São Paulo, in beautiful Brazil. You think the women show up in just bikinis to work? Oh, Chad, that is a sexist, misogynistic thing that I hope happens. What this does, so you take the app, right? You got this app, and you go, and you record your voice and name, and to decide, okay, and you say, I'm a man, I'm a woman. If you're a man, it will tell you how often you interrupted women through the day. If you're a woman, it will tell you how often you were interrupted by a man. And if it cannot, what if you're, you know, we can't tell what you are because you never know. What if you choose not to identify? You interrupt yourself. That's right. You got mad at yourself. You were interrupted and interrupting. Interrupting cow. Moo. So it's just so amazing. They said the app also includes a global data tracker. So as more interruptions are logged by users, it can begin to paint the picture of where in the world this interruption problem is most severe. And, of course, a lot of this was borne out by the fact that we have a president that everybody seems to think is a misogynistic evil pig. Man, you're the worst. I'm just pointing it out. But you love us, ladies. You absolutely love us. Don't think you don't. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You text the program, love, hate, indifference, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. A state plans to file a lawsuit on Wednesday against our president. I'll tell you why. The Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Kid tested. Mother approved.
I think really that we're going to have something that's going to be much more understood and much more popular than people can even imagine.
That's Trump talking about the new Trump Care that was kind of rolled out today. Said earlier that if we allow Obamacare to go on for another 2 years, it would absolutely implode and collapse upon itself. This won't go in effect for 3 years. So according to that, we'll have 1 year when nobody has insurance while they get everything up and running. Chad, that is just, stop being a jerk. Oh, my Lord, is what it is. I'm sure we'll talk about it ad nauseum. Not that I don't care. I do. I just, you know, and for all of you who are super conservative and are calling me up and or getting ready to text me and say, You shouldn't laugh or joke about stuff like this. A, yes, you should, right? And B, they're nowhere near having this thing done, all right? So in 3 years, if it looks just like this, you can come back and go, neener, 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 I was totally right. We'll wait 3 years for your answer. Hawaii is going to file a lawsuit tomorrow against President Donald Trump's new travel ban, which is not a ban. How many times do I have to tell you this? It is not a ban. It is a pause, if you will, in the proceedings. 90 days if you got a visa and or applying for a visa. 120 days if you're a refugee and you're trying to come here from six nations. Iraq has been left out. Are we picking up what I'm putting down? Not a ban. Ban means you can't come here at all. You're banned. Can't come here anymore. This is not a ban. This is a pause in proceedings. You knew this was going to happen. They believe they've got it figured out and that this is going to go as smooth as can be. I don't know if it will. Possible that they've done everything correctly. And I think this time they have. I think they've listened to the court. They went back and they fixed everything. And I think they realized that once one or two of these challenges go through, especially in the Ninth Circuit, and it gets done, they know at that point in time that any more of these challenges are going to be fruitless, without merit, because at that point in time, you know it's not going to work. You know it's not going to work. If we can get through the Ninth Circuit, we shall see. Australian food company, get out of there. They were convicted of animal cruelty. Now, for those of you who like lobster, raise your hand. Some of you did. You like lobster. A little surf and turf. Well, they were hammered. Because what they did at Nicholas Seafood that was seen by investigators was butchering and dismembering lobsters with a bandsaw without adequately stunning and or killing lobsters. The tails were cut from their bodies while animals were still alive in violation of local animal cruelty laws and led to a conviction that may be the first of its kind in the world. It was a $1,500 fine. They said it was cruel and unusual punishment. Here's a question for you. Producer Phil, you have eaten lobster before. I believe you like those kind of things.
I do. I do like crustaceans.
Does one way to cook a lobster require you putting a live lobster in boiling water?
I have heard that. I certainly know we do it with crabs.
Would that not be cruel and unusual, or is that just kind and caring? That's a question. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And you don't knock it out. You don't give it like a nine-night pill and then stick it in there. I don't eat crustaceans, so I don't know. Right now here in America, we don't, basically anything that swims or lives inside the ocean that's not a mammal is kind of whatever you do. Sharks and certain things are protected, like great white sharks, but by and large, we're pretty much, we can do what we want, and there is really no cruelty things. So I this is, to me, I look at this and I'm thinking, well, if that's it, isn't it going to be that way for everything? Isn't in every kind of way that you would cook a lobster or crab kind of seen as, and how do we know if they're out cold? It's not like they pass out. I'm just curious. Again, I do not eat crustaceans. That is a Phil thing. That is not a Chad thing. I have the palate of a 7-year-old. I will probably have pizza later because, again, I have the palate of a 7-year-old. Solid fun show today. Get you over the hump tomorrow. Hump day. On my travels and travails as I travel across the country. Very soon. The Chad Benson Show Facebook at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, CHADBENSON. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program always, 323-538-2423. You can also do something else, what I like to call emailing us, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can grab the podcast. It's free of charge at ChadBensonShow.com, iHeart as well, any of those other things. For Anthony, for my man Phil, my name is Chad Benson. I bid you all adieu. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.